Radio Tonic.
On a borrowed bicycle, I'm cutting through a burnt-out field. In the distance, I can see two old men. One is short and fat, and the other is tall and skinny. They're carrying big bunches of weeds like bouquets draped in their arms. They're walking towards me as if in slow motion, and I'm moving towards them a little faster, but not much, along the lumpy dirt path. Finally, we are face to face. I break. They stop and smile, showing me the remains of their poor teeth. Brown eroded sticks, pointed saber flint, black nervy stumps that look as if they'd just had acid poured on them that morning before lunch. But the old men's eyes are kind, soft.
Zdravo, they say.
Zdravo, I say.
Što pravite?
What are you doing, or how are you? The short one answers first.
I am collecting food for my rabbit.
The tall one says,
and I am helping him.
I'm his friend. We're widowers. Both our wives are dead.
How about you? The short one wants to know.
Well, I just finished the seminar for Macedonian language, literature and culture in Ohrid. The tall one says,
oh yeah, I saw it on TV, on the news.
Bravos, says the short one. Your Macedonian is very good. Honestly, I would have thought you were from around here.
He smiles with his mouth closed. Then, generously, he opens it. He is too kind. I'm kind too. I like your t-shirt, I say. It's bright yellow and announces in loud English fluorescent letters, young, single and free. I ask him where he got it.
From a shop,
he shrugs. His nephew bought it for him, the tall one informs. I ask, did your nephew explain what the words mean?
No, he says.
He doesn't know English. He studied German at school. So I translate. And one blushes, the other sighs long. We smile at each other some more, all of us with mouths open. Tonsils, teeth, gums, throats. I look at them. They take in me. And I wonder what they're making of mine, my teeth. Do they see cemeteries? Do they see headstones newly planted in a concrete, solid, invisible row? Or the ivory keys of a grand piano? Well, thanks for the chit-chat, dear maiden, says the short one. It was very nice to meet you, but now we have to go. He indicates towards the weeds in his arms and then the path. The rabbit is waiting, hungry, in his cage for us.
Even the rabbit has to eat, the tall one asserts with a sudden solemn expression.
I nod in agreement. Yes, even the rabbit. Of course, he does. Of course.
Bunny Men was written by Tamara Lazaroff, voiced by Blazey Best, and produced by Rosa Gollan, with sound by Timothy Nicastri. This is Radio Tonic. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to our podcast.